I've gotten several calls in the past couple of weeks from people who have been finding dead birds in their yards and are naturally concerned about diseases. West Nile virus is one of the likely suspects in July and August. Unfortunately, with budget cuts thanks to the anti-tax movement, there simply is not enough money to test all the carcasses or even a sample of them in most areas to see what diseases may be present in an area. According to their website, the Minnesota Department of Health is not taking dead birds at all anymore, or reports of them. The only agency still monitoring bird deaths in Minnesota is the Metropolitan Mosquito Control District. So, of course, the Department of Health map that shows the incidence of West Nile virus in the state shows birds testing positive only in the 7 counties where dead birds are being tested. I'm troubled by the fact that the map shows the rest of the counties of the state with the legend, "No reported West Nile virus activity," implying that no one is finding dead birds when I've gotten so many calls from people in St. Louis County who found dead chickadees, blue jays, and/or crows in their yards, 3 species that are exceptionally vulnerable to West Nile virus. Meanwhile, Wisconsin is still taking reports of dead birds, though I don't know if they're actually testing the carcasses. They have a toll-free hotline, 1-800-433-1610. I've got the number posted on birderblog.com, but that's only for dead birds found in Wisconsin. Of course, West Nile is far more a bird disease than a human one. Of humans that are infected, only 1 to 3% show any symptoms at all. Of them, 3 or 4% get extremely sick with symptoms comparable to encephalitis. But at most, that amounts to 4% of 3%, or way less than 1%. Compared to crows, that's pretty minimal. When crows are infected with the virus, 99 to 100% not only get sick, but actually die. I've naturally been getting a lot of calls about bird flu, too. I'm glad that many public health agencies are using the panic about bird flu to develop better protocols for dealing with any kind of epidemic. But if truth be told, fewer people are going to die from bird flu in the next decade than from the effects of global warming. Already in the past decade, tens of thousands of people have died worldwide as a result of severe heat waves. Thousands of people have died in hurricanes and tornadoes, a much higher toll than have died in normal decades of the past, and West Nile virus and other diseases are growing more virulent as milder temperatures allow viruses, bacteria, and disease-carrying mosquitoes to survive northern winters. Indeed, global warming is one contributing factor in the potential severity of many diseases, including West Nile virus and bird flu. If you find a dead bird, report it if you're in Wisconsin or another state that is still collecting data about West Nile virus. If you're disposing of a dead bird, the safest way is to double bag it in plastic and throw it in the garbage. Never throw a bird that may have harbored any disease into the woods or anywhere else where scavengers may pick it up and further spread the sickness. And to minimize the chances that any of your birds will become diseased in the first place, make sure you keep your feeders clean, change your hummingbird water every few days, every day or two in hot weather, and change the water in bird baths, keep your gutters clear, and eliminate other sources of standing water. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and Binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.